Flib climbed up alongside Buckler. She nodded toward the Ravager army.
They might have stopped fighting, but that don't mean that Daisy Scumming's hatching something up. Take my word, mate. We'd do well to keep an eye on that lousy lot.
Buckler hid a smile, nodding vigorously.
Right, ma'am. I'll take your advice, ma'am. Good of you to mention it, ma'am. Thank you kindly.
The Gaussian maid eyed him coldly.
Ma'am me just once more, and I'll shove you off on this wall, rabbit.
Buckler tweaked her ear.
Aye, try calling me rabbit again and I'll take you with me, cheeky face.
Pulling free of the hare's grip, Flib eyed Buckler with a face like thunder. Django winked at Buckler.
Growing up into a proper Gaussian lady, ain't she?
Sniffy the tracker nodded over at the Phobie's position.
Sounds like they're fixing to start something. Listen to that. Sounds like a war chant to me, Chief.
Logalog Django cupped an ear in the direction.
Aye, they're yelling something. I can't make out what it is, though. Ahoy, Flib, me darling. Can you make out what those vermin are chanting?
After standing for a moment in rebellious silence, Flib relented, complying with her father's request.
Valea! Valea! Sable Queen! That's what they're calling, probably waking themselves up for action.
Buckler nodded courteously towards her.
Thank you, mate. You've got good sharp ears.
She smiled, her sullen mood fading.
I've got better ears than me pa or Sniffy. You'd be surprised at some of the things I can hear.
Buckler nodded.
I'm sure I would.
Flib looked toward the Abbey building.
I just heard a noise from over there. Bet you didn't.
Buckler was concentrating more on the Ravager's shouts, which were growing louder. But to humour Flib, he asked.
What sort of noise was it?
She shrugged.
Came from the south side of the Abbey. Sounded like what you yell out sometimes. You lowly owl.
The Salamandastron Blademaster was suddenly alert.
You mean Eulalia, the long patrol war cry? That'll be Diggs. He must be in some sort of bother. Skip, Django, keep a close watch on those ravagers. I'll be back as soon as possible. Guard that rubble pile in front of the gates. If they charge, they'll try and come at us straight up it. I've got to go.
Drawing the long rapier from its back scabbard, Buckler sped off down the wall steps. Grack had replaced the slain Falog, who lay stiff on the ground, his face fixed in a hideous grin caused by the adder venom from Vilea's lethal little knife. She stood to one side, nibbling daintily on a roasted partridge egg, watching her new commander whipping the vermin into a battle frenzy. Grack used thrusts of his spear to emphasise words. Swilt was temporarily forgotten, now that the Ravagers had fallen under the spell of their Sable Queen. One who could rise from the dead and the bars of Hell Gates. She who could slay a warrior like Falug with a single touch of her paw. What else could they do but follow her? En masse they thundered out their replies to Grack's questions.
Who do we serve? Who do we serve?
Vilea! Sable Queen! Yeah!
And who are we? What do we do?
Ravagers! Ravagers! Kill! Kill! Kill!
They began the advance, waving spears, axes, pikes, and all manner of weaponry, stamping hard with their footpaws, until the open flatlands thrummed like a great drum as they repeated over and over.
Ravagers! Ravagers! Kill! Kill! Kill!